The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind: my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello and good afternoon. I hope you are doing well. Thank you for tuning in and spending some time with me today. Well, it's definitely been another crazy week with a whole lot of stuff going on. You are listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I am The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you want to learn more about me or my firm, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Diversified Financial Solutions, so like our pages to get updates and see what is happening. Also, if you missed a show or want to listen to a show that already aired, you can go to the media tab on my website and listen to all prior shows. Topics are listed for your convenience. First, I want to say our prayers and thoughts go out to all those people in Florida that were affected by the Hurricane Ian this week. The pictures and the stories that we're seeing coming through are just truly heartbreaking. You know, Mother Nature certainly takes no prisoners. The hurricane is making its way up our way, I guess. Even today, it's a bit cloudy and looks a little crazy, but it seems to have been downgraded to a category one, but the winds are pretty strong and continue to be so. So I guess we just have to kind of keep ourselves on top of what's going on and see what's going down. Hurricane season's never easy, you know, this time of year. But so, of course, now the cleanup begins and hopefully people can put their lives back together. So this week I was a little bit busy. I had the opportunity to attend the Dress for Success annual gala at Land's End in Sayville. It was a pretty nice event. Actually, it was a beautiful event. It was very classy and upscale. Big congratulations to Sharon Boyd and her crew for all their hard work and time. The results of the event were just amazing. People had a great time, and it went off really, really well. So Dress for Success, Brookhaven, which of course Dress for Success is an international organization, but we have a branch here in Brookhaven, the town of Brookhaven, and it serves the local community of women, not to only help them with suiting or providing clothes, but also job training, mock interviews, resume assistance, job placement, and overall support for the start of a woman's journey to find a job from the beginning to the end. So most people just think it's about clothing, and really is so much more. So I actually sit on the Town of Brookhaven Women's Services Board. So Dress for Success is kind of like our sister organization. So if you know anybody that can use the services, feel free to reach out to my office and I can get you to the right people. There's a lot of services that are out there. I just think that the problem today is that we just don't know where they are or how to get in contact with them. So I'm a resource. Use me. I could certainly help you there. And then just on a lighter note, last night I went to a show at the Patrick Theater for Performing Arts. It was called My Name is Not Mom. It was a hilarious journey through motherhood. There were three women, moms, that got their start, believe it or not, on the internet during the pandemic. They just started doing this and they were just funny, and they started getting people to view them and likes and followers. And these women have millions of followers, in excess of 3 million of followers, and they truly are very, very funny. I mean, it was just a bunch of laughs. And at this time, the way the world is, we all need to laugh. But it really says another thing too, is that truly you can do anything in America if you work hard. It's just finding that right super sauce, I guess, to do the things to kind of make it happen. So, you know, this week, of course, most of the news has been focused on Hurricane Ian, which, of course, is totally understandable. But one of the things you may not have heard is that Putin is now pounding his chest. He's on a mission to win the war in Ukraine. He has taken over 4 unoccupied territories, all while killing people in his, on his way. Now the U.S. needs to get involved. While, of course, they're continuing to give money to the Ukraine. Biden says that the U.S. will not be intimidated by Putin, but it is a little bit hard to feel confident when we have such weak leadership. So we're just hoping that doesn't escalate to a larger event than it is. It's kind of been tamped down, but it's starting to kind of rear its ugly head again. And that's never good. I mean, we have enough on our plate in terms of what's happening in the economy and the markets and in this administration. So we just don't need more. So we'll keep our finger on the pulse of that. So let's go on to the markets, even though you probably don't want me to. Well, the stock market has had a terrible week, a terrible month, and a terrible quarter. Today is the last day of the third quarter, September 30th. It's over. We're going to go off tomorrow starting the fourth quarter. It's the end. It's the last inning, so to speak, of the year. So we were hoping that the last week of the quarter would end up strong. We had a glimmer of hope on Wednesday when the markets were up. The S&P was up 2%, the Dow Jones 1.9%, and the NASDAQ was up 2.1%. So it felt a little good. Not that we know it was sustaining, but it's always kind of good to maybe close out the quarter in a good fashion. Well, it was only, we gave it all back and more, actually, on Thursday and Friday. So it literally was a blip, and the blip went away, and it just wasn't so good. So I'm just going to prepare you that the quarterly statements that you'll be receiving starting next week are not going to look good. I think I said this on my show last week, but it's now solidified that it's just not going to be pretty. I know some of you don't open it. That might be a good thing to do. I mean, you should be in the know. Don't do that. But I know some of my clients don't. And, you know, I have to tell them, you know, what their accounts are worth and everything. But do what you feel is best. All I'm saying is it's been a rough several months. And, we've actually gone back to the lows that we saw back in 2020. So we lost about 2 years of momentum. There's still a wall of worry for the market, you know, increasing interest rates, inflation, corporate profitability. We'll see where the corporate returns are for this quarter or this past quarter. The recession, war in Ukraine, huge government deficits, continuing supply shortages, and deceleration of job growth last month in the month of August. So, you know, there's a lot there. But as I mentioned last week, if you weren't listening, I'm going to tell you now. Don't panic if, in fact, you do open the statements, and don't make any changes. This is not to say you should not make adjustments, but what I am saying is that you should not sell everything or put everything in cash. It's just basically too late to do that at this point. We have taken a beating, so riding it out is the best way to go. If you have time, you're in a good place. If you're nearing retirement or have a goal that you have to meet in the near future, get help now. Don't feel that all is lost or that, you know, you feel like you're defeated. There's always something. Again, if you have a good financial advisor, come and talk to me. We kind of I take a look at everything that you have, your entire situation, and see where the opportunities are. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you feel like you're in a worse position than you think you are. Most people that come to the office and then we sit down and we go through statements and we take a look at their income and we take a look at life insurance policies and just a lot of things that they probably didn't even remember that they had. And maybe if you need to get your money get your hands on money, there's maybe an avenue for you to do that you may not have to touch, you know, your investments at this point or something like that. So it's really just getting a plan. We kind of always look at things in like a black hole. Like we don't really, you know, take a look at everything. We just look at one thing and not look, I should say, we should take a look at everything. We just look at one thing and then we feel that it's dire and terrible. So give my office a call, set up an appointment for a second opinion or just to assess your situation based on your goals. So for example, this week I had a pretty, I had a meeting with a husband and wife. They were pretty scared to look at their accounts. They didn't want to really do the review, but they knew they had to do it. One spouse retired in 2017, was pretty nervous to roll over her retirement plan at that time, but decided to do it. We invested into a program that had various mutual funds. She completed a questionnaire, which enabled me to put together a program based on her risk tolerance and her time frame. You know, she had said she didn't need to take the money out of the account and hasn't really taken any money out of the account and really won't be required to take any money for 2 years. So in 2017, she rolled over $260,634. And as of yesterday, it was worth $344,544, which was up $83,910. Now, I give you these numbers not to say, oh, this is great, this is good, this is bad. What I'm saying is that it definitely was higher about a year ago or even in the last few months. But even with the downturn, she's way ahead of the game. You know, left to her own laurels, she may have stayed in cash or in bonds. But we'll talk about that in a few. That sometimes you think you're in a bad situation, but when you pull it all together or take a look at somebody that can objectively look at your situation, like myself, it makes things a little bit better. So you're listening to the Financial Chick Show, and I'm the Financial Chick, the company's diversified financial solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact me, 631-758-8691. Stay tuned after the break for more. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. My company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all of those changes. So before the break, we were talking about clients that were a little reticent about looking at their accounts this week at their annual service appointment. We went over some, I do these reports to kind of say, you know, when they started their investments, you know, how much they put in, if they've taken out any withdrawals, what their value is, just to kind of give it a big picture. Because we kind of look at our financial lives in like, in segments, I guess, you know, we'll like, oh my God, the market's down. Let me look at my account balance. Oh my God, this is terrible. But, you know, the day to day, it's just too much. You know, we really have to look at things at a longer basis and have a game plan. Because if we take that emotional side of investing, you lose every time because, you know, it's no one likes to lose a nickel. I know I don't, and I hate my clients do too, but it's just part of the game. You know, being in the market is a series of ups and downs. And unfortunately, we're in a tough road right now. So I talked about a client that was a little bit nervous about rolling over. And again, it was 2017. So it was about 5 years ago. And she rolled over a little over $260,000. And as of yesterday, it was worth $344,000, so up over $83,000. Like when she came in, she was like, I have no money left, right? Or like, I went below what I rolled over. And I was like, no, not at all. Now, again, in full transparency, it was much higher a year ago or, you know, literally a couple months ago, it was much higher. But even with the downturn, she's still way ahead of the game. Now, left her own laurels. I mean, she might have stayed in cash or she might have stayed in bonds. She was super, super conservative. I had to kind of talk to her to like get her into a portfolio that would be appropriate for her to enable her to have some growth. So, you know, really, it's been a challenging thing because even if you went into bonds, which typically is the conservative thing or like the investment that people feel that they really, you know, won't lose a lot of money or any money at that point. But with the interest rate increases, bonds are down double digit this year. So there's red across the board. There's no room, there's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide really at this point. So being that this was the worst quarterly streak, believe it or not, since 2015, that tells us that if we're not at the bottom, we're probably pretty close. Now, not to say that we can't have any more downturn, because we can. But the thing is, from a psychological standpoint, when you feel things are most dire, that's typically when the trend changes. And that's also the time that, you know, people tend to time it. They buy at the high and they sell at the low. So this is when most people want to start, you know, selling. And when the market was hitting all-time highs, everybody couldn't wait to get in to the market. But there's always a time when the smart buyers do start coming back in, and they start coming back in now because they know that a lot of things are on sale and cheap. So it can only stay down for so long, you know. So the questions are, you know, is it time to come back in? Should I be buying the dip? You know, I have to say, I've been thrilled that many of my clients and several of my new clients have been doing just that. You know, people have been investing. You know, they realize that this is really a good time. Now, your current accounts, you know, it's hard. It's definitely hard, you know, because it's going to look tough. But if you've been holding on to cash or have new money to deploy, it is an awesome, awesome time to do that. Times like this don't come along often, but they're gifts. And if you don't seize the opportunity, you lose the opportunity. But I'm going to give you a very big tip right now. And I know I've alluded to it and I've talked about it, but I went on a seminar this week that really outlined this so beautifully. And it just... It's a great thing, the Roth conversion. And I'm sure you've heard of it. You've heard me talk about it. But, you know, what are some of the benefits and considerations? So, you know, the benefits is this current market condition. It's the greatest opportunity. So what you're doing is you're taking from a traditional IRA and you're converting it to a Roth IRA. Now, of course, that conversion from the traditional IRA to the Roth IRA is a taxable event. But think about the current market conditions. Since the market's down so much, if you take money from an IRA and put it into a Roth IRA, you're buying at a very, very cheap amount. I mean, you're buying it at a very good cost, very low cost. Now, that Roth IRA, once you're in the Roth IRA, this account grows without taxes. And if you stay within 5 years or 59 and a half, whatever's later, you never pay tax on this vehicle. When do you get a gift like that? So the current market conditions are saying this is a fabulous thing to do, because now if I can buy something really low and let that bad boy grow with paying no taxes and then never have to pay taxes if I follow the rules, what's better than that? It's also a great hedge against rising taxes. So if you can have a piece of your portfolio that, you know, when you take a look at Social Security, that's taxable. When you take a look at your 401k, or if you rolled over to an IRA, when you start taking that money that was all pre-tax, when you take it out, you pay taxes on it. And I know that sounds so, wow, like I can't believe it. You know, some people don't realize that. They think that they're not going to pay tax on that. And that's like the big shocker or surprise when they get into retirement, but that's a big thing, and that's going to cut very much into your situation. Tax diversification, big part. Again, same thing. You're paying taxes on certain things. If you could have a pot or a silo of your money, of your portfolio, will there be no taxation? You could really do some tax planning in retirement or even in the near future. There's no RMDs for Roth IRAs. Huge, huge thing. When you are 72 now, that's the new number, you have to take money out of your IRA or your 401k. And the government tells you how much you have to take out of it. And then you have to pay taxes on it. In the Roth IRA, you take the money when you want to. Don't we love, we all love to be in control, right? We want to be in the driver's seat of our own money. What makes us more angry than having to pay friggin' taxes, right? It's annoying. You know, there's estate planning benefits for... When if something happens and it goes on to your children or next of kin, with that Roth IRA, you continue that tax-free. There's a few, I don't want to go into all the different specifics of it because it gets a little complicated, but it's a very tax benefit where it's not even taxed to your beneficiaries. So they have to take it out with a certain period of time, but that's a huge benefit as well. You could do some tax loss harvesting. You know, you can, you know, take some losses on something that you have, and you can move this into the Roth, even new monies by putting new monies into the Roth IRA. That's another opportunity. But things that you want to take a look at is your time horizon. You know, you want to be able to get that 5 year, 59 and a half kind of time that well. But what I tell people is everybody should have a Roth. Start that 5 year clock regardless, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, or 60s and still working. It's a great time to do it. Take a look at your current tax bracket. But even more so, that's what we do know. What we don't know is what our tax bracket is going to be down the line. But what I will tell you is all of these tax cuts that we've had are going to... sunset in 2026. So we know taxes are going to go up. I mean, we all think it's going to be great and it's going to stay this way, but it's not. And with the rising deficits that we have, it's not a good situation. So one way to do it, it's called like serial Roth conversions. This is what I do with my clients all the time. You know, you may have a IRA that's $100,000, let's just say, or $50,000. It really doesn't even matter what the number is. But that could be a big tax hit in 1 year, taking 50 or 100 or even 25,000 and moving it to from an IRA to a Roth IRA because that's taxable. But what you can do before 2026, we've got some years to do that, is take a certain amount of money and move that from the IRA into the Roth IRA and just pay tax on those smaller pieces. So let's just use 40,000 for an example. If you did 10,000 over 4 years, that's certainly much better than getting hit with a $40,000 tax bill in 1 year. And what that's going to do is that's going to enable you to grow that pot of money tax-free. And there's nothing better than that. I mean, it really isn't. And I have a lot of other, I probably have to do a show just on this alone because I have certain examples and stuff like that. But if you come into my office, I can show you how this would work for you and in your situation. So give my office a call or reach out to me at financialchickshow.com and leave a message and we'll call you. Or 516-631-758-8691 is the office number. But that's, like I said, this is a gift. So, you know, we have no control of what the market's going to do, but we do have control of things that we can do. And if we can do things that are going to enable us to grow our portfolio and save on taxes, there's nothing better than that. So you are listening to the Financial Chick Show. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have an awesome weekend. Remember to do better and be better. And I want to wish a big happy birthday to my mother-in-law, who is her birthday's on Sunday. I know she listens every week. So I want to wish her a happy birthday. And also, the executive producer of the show, David Levenstein, next week, we'll be celebrating his birthday as well. So happy birthday, because I'm not sure if I'm going to see you. So listen, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks again for tuning in. I look forward to being with you again next Friday.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.